Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a new guest, Christina Bob. Christina is an investigative reporter, attorney, a former television show host, and a correspondent with One American News Network, where she reported almost exclusively on election integrity. Christina currently serves as attorney for President Trump. Christina also has a new book out called Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. And I am very happy and honored to have Christina on the X22 Report Spotlight. Christina, welcome to the Spotlight.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Thank you for being on here. And once again, I said I'm honored, and I am truly honored to have you on the show. And I wanted to start off, I mean, you wrote this book and Stealing Your Vote. And what's very interesting about this is that before anyone even knew about stealing the votes or election fraud or anything like that, and I just want to go back before 2020. I want to get your opinion on this. Mm-hmm. Before 2020, do you think the American people believed that our elections were unsafe, that they weren't secure, that there was election fraud?
I can say, like, for myself anyway, I did. I believed that our elections were safe enough. You know, you always know there's cheating, but I didn't think it would be to the magnitude that it was. And you see, you know, I guess I just thought, like, maybe people, in certain areas, people might cheat by 1 or 2 percentage points or something. But anything more than that, they'd out themselves as cheaters. And I didn't think they'd want to out themselves. But I have since learned that I was wrong. I think it was much, much worse than most of us believed. It is much worse, probably, than most of us believed. And we can get it cleaned up before 24, but we have some work to do.
So in your book, you say the 2020 elections were riddled with lying, cheating, stealing. And I mean, what did you, from your research, from, I mean, you wrote the book, from your research, what did you find?
So the way I like to summarize it is that Democrats cheated and Republicans covered it up. It was all about keeping the status quo. Those in power wanted to keep their power, whatever side of the aisle they were on. And the few patriots in elected positions that were really fighting to try to just investigate. I'm not even talking about overturning the election. I'm just talking about, you know, members of state and local legislators that just wanted to investigate and show their constituents, give their constituents some level of transparency. The amount of attacks that they experienced at the hands of Republicans, I mean, those patriots in state and local offices never even got the chance to fight the Democrats because they couldn't get past the Republicans. That's what shocked me.
So do you think back in 2020, do you think there was a red wave?
In 2020? I think Donald Trump won the election. I think it was, it should have been many more Republicans in seats rather than what we currently have. I do think that.
So why do you think the Republicans, why do you think they are going along with the cheating, the stealing? Why aren't they stepping up? Why aren't they saying, you know something, this can't happen. We need to stop this.
Because they just want to go along to get along. And as long as they go along to get along, Democrats won't challenge them. It, quite frankly, it's better for Democrats to have a Republican in a seat who's willing to do their bidding, as opposed to putting a Democrat in that Republicans will have to challenge. And so there's a lot of Republicans. So I would say they actually are Republican. They probably do agree with conservative values, but they've become so cowardly and lost so much of their integrity through the process of just, being wimps. They're just complete wimps, and they have been for decades. We never really noticed because we weren't paying attention. But you know, it's like the little kid at school that's getting bullied. And so he decides to make his bully lunch every day and like kind of barter and beg for the bully to stop bullying him. I mean, that's effectively the Republican Party. They're the party of the kids that got swirlies in high school, so they learn to just do the bidding of their bullies.
Well, do you think that a lot of these individuals in the Republican Party, do you think they were part of the cheating that they were put into place and they don't want to mention it because they know that, you know, they got some votes that they shouldn't have gotten and they were installed in their position?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I don't think that's true for everybody, but, you know, Gateway Pundit, and I mentioned this in Stealing Your Vote, but Gateway Pundit broke a story. You know, I was covering the Arizona audit, trying to figure out why on earth, which is a Republican state, especially after the 2020 election, four of the five county supervisors were Republican. You had a Republican Senate, a Republican House, a Republican governor, a Republican attorney general. I mean, this was a Republican state. It should not have been hard to do an investigation into what happened in Arizona. But yet we were hitting so many roadblocks. I was baffled and I couldn't help but wonder why. And then Gateway Pundit broke a story, an article, Jordan Conradson got some leaked audio. Someone who attended, an insider who was allowed to attend the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors meeting, leaked audio to Gateway Pundit, where they were accusing each other of saying, you're just scared you didn't win your seat, so you don't want people to be able to question it. And they're actually having this argument with each other, saying, you know that this is a bunch of BS. You know that what happened, you know, there's a real reason why we need to look into this. You know there hasn't been an audit done already. They're actually having that argument behind closed doors. They didn't know they were being recorded. But yeah, I think it proves your point that that's exactly what was happening, at least in some areas.
So you mentioned Arizona. I mean, Carrie Lake right now, she is pushing back very, very hard. And congratulations to Carrie Lake, because she shouldn't give up. And it seems that she does have the proof. She has the signatures. I mean, the individual from the Arizona election, I guess.
The ballot printing company.
It seems like they caught them in the act. I mean, do you think with Carrie Lake's case, do you think this is the first domino to fall? I mean, what happens? Let me just put it this way. What happens if she proves it and the election is overturned?
Well, then she would be the governor. I mean, she would win. She would win her case. And I do believe she won her case. Now, the trial court didn't agree with me, but let me be clear about the law in Arizona. The law in Arizona says that the county should be thrown out if their results are uncertain, meaning the citizens cannot have confidence in the tally, the actual number that was certified. Well, Carrie Lake has admitted more than enough evidence to show close to 500,000 ballots that were illegally inserted, should never have been counted, you know, had signature verification problems. To your point, the whistleblower from the ballot printing company saying, yeah, the chain of custody was extraordinarily porous and there were ballots pouring in from outside areas that had nothing to do with drop boxes or the polling location. They were just coming in from people, not from drop boxes. So where did those ballots come from and who are they? The results in Arizona is not certain. It should not be certain because of all of these problems that Carrie Lake and her legal team have successfully pointed out. So she has more than met her burden, but the trial court decided against her, in my opinion, because he lacked the moral courage to be able to make the right decision. So now it's up on appeal and the Court of Appeals is going to take it up in February. I 100% believe that this entire case comes down to the integrity of the judges on the court that are reviewing it, because she has more than met the burden that's required by Arizona law. And in order for them to decide against her and side with the trial court level, they are going to have to make new law, because the law says if the result is uncertain, the results should be thrown out. The results are uncertain. She has more than proved that by these whistleblowers and everything else that has come forward. And so they're going to have to change it. They're going to have to say, oh, well, no, it's not uncertain. It's this whole other standard that they're going to have to create, because she has met her burden.
So why do you think the judges, I mean, I watched the case, her first case that she had, and for me, and I think a lot of people that were watching it, they saw, you know, them purging themselves. They weren't following the chain of custody. And the judge, his ruling didn't make sense. I mean, are these judges, are they afraid in admitting that there is election fraud?
I don't know. I probably. I don't know if they're afraid. I don't know if they've been bought off. I don't know if they've been compromised. I don't know if they are just worried about public opinion. I don't know if they're worried about just the status quo. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to be the ones to say, yes, the law's been broken. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons of why they could be making the decisions that they're making. It appears they're not making the decisions based on the law and the facts. Because as you saw, the law and the facts were very clearly in Carrie Lake's favor. You had the Maricopa County Elections Director, Scott Jarrett, perjure himself on the witness stand.
Yep.
And then when he got called back up, he had to acknowledge, yeah, I mean, he didn't say he perjured himself, but he acknowledged that what he said earlier wasn't accurate. So there's obviously a problem. And we have a chronically impotent judicial system right now, not a system, judges, excuse me.
I mean, from what we're seeing, I mean, we've seen with elections, we've seen mules. We've seen, you know, the ballot harvesting. We've seen now the FBI has been involved with the Hunter Biden laptop where right. they held that back. And we've been seeing all these things now. And it feels like the case is building very, very slowly, but it's building and building and building.
Right.
And we know that the fake news, they keep calling this a big lie. Oh, election fraud, big lie. Oh, it's all a big lie. Do you think the big lie right now is actually breaking down and now it's actually pointing to them where they've been using the propaganda of big lie?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's exactly what's happening. And we can tell that that's what's happening because if you remember after the 2020 election, they were saying, oh, this is the most secure election in U.S. history. Joe Biden is the most popular candidate in U.S. history. And there's no evidence of election fraud, right? Like that was the song they were all singing. Well, they're not all singing that song anymore. Yes, they're still saying the big lie, but they're not out there saying, no, Katie Hobbs is the most popular candidate for governor in Arizona. Like, no, she's not. We all know she's not. She did the same thing Joe Biden did. She didn't campaign. She hid in her basement. When she did speak, she was ridiculed, even by the leftist media, for being terrible because she's a terrible candidate. And that's what they have to do. They have to put these terrible candidates forward because they need people dumb enough to actually go forward with this, knowing that they're going to cheat to be installed into those offices. And so naturally, they're stupid people. So I think that's what we're seeing in Arizona right now.
So let me just ask you about Arizona. So like I said before, if Carrie Lake wins, you said she's going to be governor. Do you think other states are going to go, hey, wait a minute, if there was cheating in this state, maybe there's something wrong with our elections in our states? Do you think this is going to all of a sudden have the legislators and other people in other states start to look at their elections? I know President Trump, he's been calling this out for a very long time, saying it was rigged. And I think we all know it was rigged. I think everyone realizes this. Do you think this is going to start like a domino effect where the dominoes are going to start to fall?
It should. However, I don't think it's going to be coming from the legislators. I've been working on this for 2 years and they just aren't moving. I mean, some of them are. There are some really great patriots in a number of states that are doing things, but I don't think this is a situation where we can sit back and trust our elected officials to do what's in our best interest. They've proven themselves time and time again that as a body, they're not willing to do that. Yes, there are some really good legislators that are willing to stand up and do it, but the legislatures only work if they work collectively, you know? So I don't put my hope in them. I put my hope in the American people and the American spirit, because that is who has to fix this. It has to be every single one of us. It has to be every single American who's angry and who sees what's happening and saying, I don't like what they're doing to my country. You have to get involved. You have to become a poll worker, a volunteer, become a precinct committeeman. You know, whatever it is that you have time, the availability that you have, do it. Get involved in a grassroots effort to clean up voter rolls, or, you know, go petition your government, your county clerks, to change their processes. I mean, it's going to take every single one of us to change this, and we can do it by 2024, but we all have to do it.
With the 2020 election, since this evidence is coming out and, you know, the FBI was involved, now we have the Twitter files that are coming out showing that they shaped the narrative, and we're starting to see that all this information is coming together. Do you think this case is strong enough to go up against, to be brought to the Supreme Court to actually, or will the Supreme Court hear it? Do you think we can get that far?
I thought Texas v. Pennsylvania was a good case to go before the Supreme Court. So yes, I think they are great cases. I don't know that the Supreme Court has the mental fortitude to handle it. We'll see. Or at least not enough justices do. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't put my hope in our elected leaders because I think they have failed us time and time again. I put my hope in the American people, and
Okay.
I believe the American people have what it takes. This is truly an all hands on deck moment. I mean, we all have to get involved and play our part, whether it's having a podcast to help people understand what's going on, or, you know, working with a local radio station, or, you know, being involved in the media to make sure that people are aware, or maybe you get involved to help FOIA requests or open records requests certain information from your leaders. We all have to think of something that we can do and do it.
So we are now approaching the 2024 elections, and Trump, he already announced he's running. So if we still, and this is what people are concerned about, if we still have cheating and we know it's rigged, and let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a three-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well-fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. We know that they use mail-in ballots and there are mules out there.
Right.
How, moving forward, what do we do with 2024?
Well, we all have to do our part. If every single person can clean up their precinct and clean up their county, we'll be fine. I mean, we need people correcting voter rolls, you know, petitioning your county saying, hey, look, you have a dirty voter roll and you've had a dirty voter roll for a long time. You know, making them clean up their voter rolls, trying to decentralize the count. A lot of these bluer areas are trying to centralize the count where only a few people are needed to actually manipulate the election. Whereas if you're all counting out at the precincts, it's much, much harder to cheat because you have to cheat in more areas. The drop boxes, we need people watching it and monitoring the drop boxes, checking the chain of custody logs to see who's picking up the ballots from the drop boxes. Are the same number of ballots that were picked up the same number of ballots that are dropped off at the counting facility? I mean, we need people in every area because right now our elections are not secure. I mean, look at what we're just talking about with Carrie Lake. They're not secure. We need people to get involved to secure them because our elected officials aren't going to go stand out there. You know, they're not going to go monitor drop boxes. They're not going to go count ballots and make sure that it's the same number dropped off as are counted. You know, they're just not going to be the ones to go do those things, nor should they, especially if they're on the ballot, right? If they're on the ballot, they shouldn't be there doing that. So this cleaning up our election corruption has to come from the ground up. It's a bottom-up approach, not a top-down approach.
Now, I understand cleaning it up and getting rid of the dirty voting rolls, but what we saw in Arizona is we saw those individuals, they were involved in like the chain of custody where they didn't even know how many ballots were going to MTEC. They had no clue what the count was. So, I mean, yes, we can clean up everything. We can clean up the dirty voting rolls, but the problem is, I think, is those inside people that are controlling that part of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to be on the inside. We need people working at the county. We need people working in the clerk's office.
Okay.
We need people. That's what I mean. Like, we need people that get involved in the process and do that. And, you know, it's going to take, I'm not saying everybody needs to go work for the county or everybody needs to go work for these companies. Certainly, I don't think that's true. One person on the inside would be fine. You know, just like we got this one whistleblower. So, this is the thing, the way that they cheat, and I do make this argument in stealing your vote, but the way that they cheat is quite complex. You know, they've got dirty voter rolls, they've got ballot trapping, they've got ballot harvesting, they remove Republicans from the count. There's a number of ways that they do this. In order for them to overcome the level of what I think popularity from what I assume Donald Trump will be the candidate, they need all of those things to work. So we don't have to be 100% successful to win this. We just need to successfully stop them in enough areas that we can still win. And quite honestly, I don't necessarily think it will be 100% fair election. We just need it to be fair enough that we can win, because I truly believe that we vastly in popularity, we conservatives, and especially Donald Trump, vastly outnumber any crazy Marxist liberal in popularity. So we just need them to not be as successful as they were in 2020. That's all we need.
Yeah, and I think in 2020, I think the drop boxes, the mail-in ballots, that was the cheating that really allowed them not to have the votes, just to have the ballots. And,
right.
And they were able to create as many ballots as possible to actually win. So I think the first step is, and I agree with President Trump, that we should just get rid of all the drop boxes, get rid of all the mail-in ballots, get rid of all of this to have a one-day election, because we've turned into a week, two-week election now. And I mean, in the Constitution.
No, I think you're right. I mean, if you're in an area where you can get that done, do it. You know, if you're in a state where you have a legislature that will pass that legislation, do it. Absolutely. I completely agree. Petition your government to have the process in place that you as citizens want in place. Not every state's going to be able to do that. You know, I don't think that every state is going to get rid of machines, you know, and we're going to have a 100% paper election by 2024, maybe. But we have to be able to do both. You know, we have to be able to clean up the election where we can get it cleaned up and then secure it where we can't.
I mean, I'm hoping that even with, you know, the elections not being perfect, with the amount of people seeing what's going on today with, I call him the resident, I don't even call him the president, he's the resident, the guy that lives in the White House. I mean, with everything that's going on in the country right now, I think the people are waking up, the people are seeing that, you know, it can't be this way. And I do believe we had a red wave in 2020 and they had a cheat like we've never seen before. I'm hoping in 2024, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, that the red wave will be even bigger and we'll be able to override their cheating system.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that's part of it. 100% that's part of it. And I'm really excited about it. I know that there's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, through this discussion, you've pointed out a lot of really good things about what needs to be done. But that said, you know, I'm working on the Donald Trump 2024 presidential campaign. I'm thrilled to be on this team. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. And I think we are. I think we're going to save America. I think Donald Trump is going to be in the White House in 2025. And I think the best is yet to come. And I think we will see one of the most prosperous, if not the most prosperous eras for our country as we clean out all of this corruption and get back down to the basics of what America is and what we were founded to be. So I completely agree with you. I think you're right on it. I think we will see a red wave and especially if we can all do our part to clean up elections in all of these locations.
So let me just ask you about your book and why did you decide to put this book out there? What was the motivation?
Mostly I wanted people to understand what was happening. So the book is a lot of the behind the scenes discussions I was having as I was investigating. You know, I was a television reporter for One American News. And so a lot of the information on the elections I was reporting on TV, but I would research something for 3 hours. I would do, you know, a dozen interviews of people and then get 7 minutes to explain it in my head. If I was lucky, sometimes I'd only get five. So it just wasn't enough time to explain everything that I was seeing and hearing and going through on the ground in these states. But everything that I was experiencing is so important for the American people to understand, just so you understand the perspective for yourself, so you know what you need to do in your own local area and you understand why you have the problems that you have in your own local area. So I was just journaling my notes through all of my interviews and everything that I was doing. And I like to joke that I accidentally wrote a book and it was just my notes of everything that I was seeing on the ground. So I wanted people to have a resource where they could go and understand why. Like everybody will say, oh, Republicans are a problem. You know, they're corrupt. They're so bad, whatever. And then if you say, well, why? Why do you think that? People often have a harder time articulating two or three levels down that conversation. And so I wanted to give them some ammo.
So for those people that want to get your book, where is it being sold right now?
It's sold wherever books are sold. Amazon is probably the easiest one. And yeah, you can get it on Amazon.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Christina, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.